Yeah. And so you said another tryout. So you've already tried out for WWE?
Yes, I've had two tryouts and they went well.
Wow. Wait, hold on. I mean, wait. Like, I. First off, kudos.
Thanks. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show, and of course, nothing but amazing guests. She is the ultimate athlete, trained by Knox Pro, the Arizona Wrestling Federation Women's Champ, and the Venue Wrestling Entertainment Women's Champ. Please welcome J-Rod. How are you doing?
Hi, doing good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So I was introduced to you when I went to Poundtown Wrestling, headed by Ariane. And I was just like, wait a minute, what's going on here? She looks amazing. She's doing great, great work. And then long story short, I also saw you at Knox Pro. A lot of things happening. So let's just take it all from the beginning, because you've only been in the business for like 2 years and you've done so much. So like, how did you get into wrestling?
So I actually found wrestling a little later in life, only because I feel like I was my calling and my purpose. So it was one of those things that I just really prayed hard and was like, what is it that I meant to do? So with my background in sports, athletics, and just my education, I went to Alabama for school and did business marketing. So I'm like, what can I use my God-given skills and abilities for, as well as like my purpose and passion? Like I felt like a calling for something. So I found wrestling and I was like, this is it. This is exactly what I meant to do. So I just went feet first and just, I'm all in now. So it's awesome. And I'm super excited for 2024.
And so, I mean, you went to school in Alabama, but we're out here in LA. So like, how do you get from Alabama to LA to Knox Pro?
So it's actually funny. I'm from Ohio. And then I went to school in Alabama. And after I graduated, my family's like, are you coming back to Ohio? And I was like, absolutely not. I went on a visit in college to California. One of my friends lived out here. So I went and visited and I was like, this is where I want to go after school. So no more winters. there are a lot of opportunities and just really good wrestling out here as well. So I was like, this is where kind of that next step is for me.
And I mean, LA, I should say more Southern California, does have a lot of schools. You know, I feel like we're kind of catching up to the East Coast as far as wrestling schools. So what made you choose Knox Pro?
So for me, Knox Pro was a little no-brainer. I did some research, just the best wrestling schools near kind of where I lived. And it was at the time I was living in San Diego, I moved up to LA to kind of be closer to training as well. But when I was in San Diego, I did just some research of like the best schools nearby. And I saw Rikishi, WWE Hall of Famer, had a school. And I was like, I listened to his podcast. And within his podcast, he was like, it's worth the drive type of thing. So I was like, he's talking to me. This is where I'm supposed to go. So I would make the drive from San Diego to LA to start training. And then eventually I moved to LA just to be a little closer to training. But yeah, that's kind of, I wanted the best because I want to be the best. So that's kind of how I chose Knox Pro.
I definitely agree. I've had the opportunity to go to that school to visit. Don't y'all get twisted. I'm not wrestling anytime soon, but I had the opportunity.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing that. I had the opportunity to check out that school. And you know, what I really loved was the family aspect. And of course, you know, you have so many years of people in the business who have done it on so many different levels, with Rikishi being there and Reno being there. So, you know, take me through that like first day of school. And, you know, you had your graduation last year. So what was that process like?
So when I started, I had a little bit of prior training only because there was a school a little closer to me in San Diego, that I started out to learn the kind of the fundamentals of like roles and, that sort of thing, but it wasn't that school that would have, like, that you graduate from and that you kind of learn in that way, more so the, I guess, real school. I don't know how to explain it, but I just, when I started at Knox Pro, it was one of those things, you just, they hound in the basics and bumping and learning. Psychology is huge for the Samoan dynasty. So, you know, it's overwhelming at first, but once you kind of get in, involved, and like you said, they've become family and they're just very, very understanding and kind of look at each individual as where they're at and what they want to go do next with their careers. So for me, I aim big and they see that as well. So they're just really supportive and encouraging. And I love being a part of the Knox Pro family.
So what is there, like, one piece of advice from both or either Reno or Rikishi that it's just kind of like it sticks with you when, you know, you're about to have a match or when training's supposed to start? Like, is there one thing that kind of the light, they kept saying it and then the light finally clicked for you?
Yeah. So for me, that click was just be you. And I know that's a weird thing to say, but it's just so important that you're yourself and that you bring just yourself just at a bigger level or a bigger vibration. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just that, like, just be you and be confident. And know who you are and go out there and show everyone else who you are. And then they also, even in the locker room, really preach, like, fly low. And so when I go into locker rooms and stuff like that, you know, you don't know exactly when you're going into somewhere new, especially, you know, this first year of me going out into the independent scene, you just really want to observe and not get involved in any drama or be a part of. So it's just really important to kind of stay low, fly low, be yourself, and show them how you've been trained by the Samoan dynasty in that way.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you have the training on point, obviously. Well, not obviously, but if y'all, like, what kind of caught my attention, like, damn, like, she's fit. Like, you can be fit and there's fit. So you're fit in my personal opinion. But the next thing is just kind of developing the character of sorts. And one of the things is the ring gear. I've noticed ring gear, I was kind of going through your social media. It looks like there's kind of a comic book inspiration, but what is the inspiration behind your ring gear?
So my ring gear is inspired by She-Hulk, which you're correct on that. She's a comic book, a Marvel character. She's actually one of Stan Lee's last characters that he kind of developed. And she's a businesswoman during the day and then a superhero at night. So she's just the accumulation of, like, bronze, beauty, brains. And so I kind of take that into my internal being when I become the ultimate athlete, J-Rod.
So did you already know, as you're starting wrestling and you're like, okay, I'm gonna need some gear or whatever, did you already know this was the direction you're going to, or was it just kind of you're looking for inspiration? And I mean, I think it was around the time, like, it's season two of She-Hulk. I don't know if they're bringing back the season three because I watched both of them, but was it around the time the TV show came out, or how did that kind of come together?
It actually was way before the TV show and before all of that. And so that was really cool when that came out. I was like, oh my gosh, I love She-Hulk. This is someone that I think will, hey, I aim big. So you never know. I could be when they come out with movies and stuff. You know, I'm trying to next female rock in that sense. You know, I want to be that larger than life character and really just take it to the next level and just become the best version of me and continue to improve and get better. And you never know, dream big and set your standards high. So I loved She-Hulk even before the show and that sort of thing, but not a lot of people knew about her. And she's still, like, I feel like, isn't that well known of a Marvel character. Mm-hmm. But she's the last of Stan Lee's characters. So this is, like, one of those things that it will be, you know, a little further down the road before people really understand, like, who she is and Because she's prominent in comic books and stuff like that. So a lot of the people that are familiar with Marvel comics and stuff, I feel like know who she is, but until she kind of becomes a movie or, you know, more mainstream, that's when it'll kind of come into play. So you never know. That could be the stars aligning down the future. That would be cool.
That would be cool. Another thing too, so like you graduated from Knox Pro in February of last year. And then I'm kind of looking at the timeline. It just clicked to me. February of last year, you graduated, and then you were on the AEW that same year.
Yes. So actually in February as well. So it honestly too, my first independent show, which was a non-Knox Pro show, was AEW Dark. So
wow.
That's one of those things I can look back. I do not like looking at my old matches just because, you know, you just learn and grow from it and don't look back. And I am starting a podcast now as well. So it's kind of the same thing. I'm like, you know, saying a lot and learning how to talk in front of a camera and becoming more just familiar with that, like talking and stuff like that. So I'm getting better, and even interviewing with you, I just appreciate your time and working with me as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody starts somewhere. We come out of the womb, we don't come out walking, we don't even come out crawling. We all start somewhere. But however, I mean, again, going from graduation to AEW Dark, and you know, we all grow. With that being said, what was that experience like?
It was really cool. I'm like, this is what I want to do and where I do feel that I am meant to be. So when I was there, it felt like this is it. This is exactly God's purpose for you. And the people backstage are really friendly. And just like you said, the nerves with it being my first non-Knox Pro match were there. So even looking back at the footage, I'm like, yeah, I wasn't as confident as I should be, you know, because I'm the ultimate athlete. So I need to go out there and really show them who I am and not be nervous and know who I am and kind of take, like I said, Rikishi's and Reno's advice and just be me and show them what I've got, because I put in the work, I put in the training, I have the experience. And so now it's time to show the world.
And so, like, how did the opportunity present itself?
So, I'm actually trying to think back how that opportunity presented itself. I'm sure Reno and Rikishi kind of put in a good word as well. But I kind of built just a wrestling resume, put my bio and that stuff together. And you can kind of find out like who is in charge of each promotion and that sort of thing. So one of the promoters that I know booked dark talent matches and stuff like that. I got his email contact, and I just emailed him with, you know, my wrestling resume, picture, bio, and told him a little about myself. And yeah, I was able to go and show the world a little bit of J-Rod, but I was super nervous. And, I was actually able to get another opportunity with them this year as well. So, a little later on. So it was cool to kind of even see from my first one to that one, you know.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So now, again, graduating last year, you are not only the champion of one, but two. So Arizona Wrestling Federation and then the Venue Wrestling Entertainment Federation. So, I mean, how did, you know, first off, what does it feel like having two championships? Because that's something I'm never going to feel. And then two, like, how do you plan on defending them in 2024?
So it's amazing. I love being that role model. I do pride myself on just being a good person overall. And I think that that representation of strong women is very important. And so being that role model to others and little girls, especially even little boys, even everyone, it's good to have those positive women role models. So to be title holders at two companies, it's just really remarkable. And I don't take anything for granted. So I'm super excited to carry those titles within this new year. And on January 20th, I'll be defending my Venue Wrestling Entertainment title against Brittany Brooks, who's based out of Arizona. And she is an up-and-comer, young talent, and she's got a few titles of her own as well. So it's one of those things, I think, just us two coming together will be really a great match and a good opportunity for those to kind of see two badass women go at it. So yeah, I'm really excited for that title defense. And there's no set title defense yet with Arizona Wrestling Federation, but I know that my last defense was against Daniela Camilla, which was Vanessa Bourne on NXT. So they're really putting me up against some good opponents that, hey, I'm ready and I want to face them all. So come on, girls, let's go.
Yeah. Like what was it like? Has there been any standouts? I mean, you've done a lot in the last year or so. And even, you know, with somebody like Vanessa Bourne, you know, has there been somebody that you wrestled where you're like, I can't believe this is happening? I mean, you can even take that to like AEW, where you're like, okay, I can't believe this is happening. And then did they give you advice after the match?
Yeah. So, the AEW matches, Nyla Rose, and Marina Shafir, that was really like really cool opponents. I did a lucha show with Taya Valkyrie, and that was one of my opponents. And I love facing the big girls because I'm a big girl myself. So just having that, you know, big girl on big girl match was really fun and an awesome experience. And then Danny B, who's trained by Booker T down in Texas, she was a great opponent. And I loved working with her as well. And so each one, I'm my own worst critic. So as soon as something happens, even in the moment, I'm like, crap, like, you know, I just want to continue to get better and learn and grow. So from each of these experiences, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm getting, I ask for feedback myself. I'm like, what is it? You know, was there anything that kind of you think I could have done better, or, you know, stuff like that. But I do recognize it within myself and just hopefully, you know, continuously improve and become one of the best women's wrestlers out there. I think that's my goal.
I like it. That's a good goal for 2024. So you did mention your podcast, The Ultimate Podcast. Episode 1 just came out. So tell me a little bit about it. How can people find it? All that stuff.
Yes. So it's right now just on YouTube. We're trying to get on like the other streaming platforms. But it's just The Ultimate Podcast with J-Rod and my co-host Frankie, who actually is one of the music and more production side of things is at Knox Pro. So we're kind of teaming up to do a podcast. Like I said, it's just kind of to get better at working in front of a camera and talking and being more of myself in front of a camera and that sort of thing. So just working on that. I feel like that's kind of my biggest thing that I need to work on right now. I feel like my in-ring skills and stuff like that definitely always constantly improving still, but I feel like now it's time to focus on character development and working and talking and being in front of a camera and that sort of thing.
I like it. So yeah, I noticed on your Instagram, you had like almost like an acting photo. It almost looked like from, oh my gosh, The Walking Dead of some sort. So did you do a little bit of acting before you got into wrestling, or you did it around the same time, or was that just the inspiration?
Oh my gosh. So this is a crazy story too. So one of the wrestling producers at Championship Wrestling of Hollywood, one of the promotions that I work for, one of the producers there does films and stuff like that. And so he got asked if he knew anyone that would be an intimidating woman that could be in a prison yard that one of their characters can kind of approach and, you know, it just be that dynamic. And so he was like, hey, I got this opportunity like to suggest a woman to be a part of this show. And you kind of fit the description and that sort of thing. So it was just an opportunity random, but I took it. I was like, hey, like, this is pretty cool. So it was through wrestling that I was able to get an acting opportunity, but I had one line, but they gave me a character. I had a name, all the things. So, I can't really give too many details. I think it would come out. I know the strike and all that stuff kind of went into play for, setting things back, but I think this year it'll come out, but I don't know if I'm allowed to give any details or else I will right now.
Yeah, no worries. Not at all. With that being said, we are in 2024, the starting of 2024. So what are your goals professionally and personally?
So I actually have some goals written down because yeah, this is a big year for me. My first year is kind of under the belt and learning a lot and wanting to, like I said, be just the best version of me. So, yeah, I want to continue on and go into 2023, just staying consistent in the gym and in my diet. I think that that's something I already do, but I want to continue that within the new year. The podcast that I started, I want to just get better at talking in front of a camera and that sort of thing. Get more exposure on the independent scene, whether that be wrestle internationally. I have my first booking in Canada in February. So trying to get out there and experience the world. I would love to go to Mexico. Actually, I did go to Mexico within my first year. I got booked in Mexico for the first time. So it was a really big first year for me. I would love to go to Japan. I did some training at the LA Dojo, at the New Japan Pro Wrestling Dojo that they have in LA now. They do a 12-week program. They're about to start back up in January for a new group of students. But yeah, after graduating Knox Pro, I'm just eager to learn and continue to grow. So hopefully more opportunities just with even other, you know, little educational wrestling places. I'm like, yes, I want to go learn and grow. I want to go to the UK and just, yeah, I want to continue well with my day job. I feel like that's important. You know, they're paying my bills at the moment. For the time being, but you know, eventually transition that to this being my full-time career as far as wrestling. So, but at the moment, just, you know, succeed in my day job as well. And then hopefully get another opportunity to try out for the WWE and make that, dream a reality. I think that is a big goal for 2024, but you know, God's timing.
Yeah. And so you said another tryout. So you've already tried out for WWE?
Yes, I've had two tryouts and they went well.
Wow, wait, hold on. I mean, wait, like, first off, kudos.
Thank you.
I mean, you've done a lot in a year. So, yeah. You know, and it seems like you like to plan things out. And I'm also a planner as well. But what I've been told oftentimes is just take the moment to realize, like, how much you've done. Like, yeah. Not one, but two tryouts for WWE. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. So let's rewind on that. So like, how did that happen? You know, what was said? And you know, obviously you're looking to get another tryout where you're successful on it. So like, how are you working towards that?
So the opportunity at first, it was part of that confirmation of like, this is what I'm meant to do. Just getting a tryout, I was like, there's millions of people in this world, billions. So like, you know, what are the chances? So to have that opportunity, and maybe not even, you know, with COVID happening and things going on, because my first tryout was in 2019 before I was even officially trained as a wrestler. So they brought me in, they quote unquote said fitness model was kind of my, so they had me try out. I didn't even have a tryout match because I hadn't even done a match or anything like that yet. So they kind of want to teach people at the performance center, some from scratch. So now they have a next in line program where they bring in college athletes and they kind of teach them from scratch. So that's kind of how they saw me at first. Just, hey, here's this spunky, bright girl that wants to, fit girl that wants to become a wrestler. So they brought me in for a tryout and that went really well. But, like I said, kind of things happen, but it was one of those things like, yes, this is what you're meant to do. Kind of a little confirmation. And then the second tryout, I had been training, I had been preparing for that moment. So it's one of those things I'm continuously learning and growing. So, promos and being in front of a camera was one of the feedbacks. So hence why I'm trying to get better at doing that stuff. But, just character development. I'm the ultimate athlete, but like what makes me the ultimate athlete in that way? And I mean, I did volleyball, softball, cheer, track, gymnastics growing up. And so I'm like, that's kind of what was my inspiration. Like I can do it all. I can, be that athlete in the world of wrestling. So, just kind of working on that kind of stuff. And yeah, just continuing to train and get better. And hey, there wasn't a solid no by any means. So I'm really hoping that, you know, with dedication and continuing to improve, I know I'm on the older side as far as like how they kind of look at talent coming in. They want to, you know, start young and fresh. So I'm 30 years old. So kind of coming in at, I guess, an older age, it's a little harder, but I do think that there's exceptions to every rule and they right. wouldn't be giving me a tryout if that weren't the case. So well, yeah, just want to, focus on kind of the feedback that they kind of gave me. They told me to kind of find my FU. I know I am a nice person. And so I really need to know like more, like be what those, what Rikishi and Reno have kind of said, like be you and show them what you like, who you are, and you've been training and be confident. So just continuing to do that. And I think that it'll all work out how it's supposed to.
I like it. Well, good luck and congratulations in advance for that. With that being said, I mean, like I said, we're kind of on the ground floor seeing your journey. So people are not following you. How can they follow you and support you?
So you can follow me on Instagram. That's kind of where I'm most active. JSRODEN is my handle. And then Twitter or X, you can find me at JRodProWrestle. And then I am on TikTok at JSRODEN, RODEN, but I haven't necessarily uploaded too many TikToks, so we'll have to get better at that in 2024. And then, of course, my podcast on YouTube right now, the Ultimate Podcast with J-Rod and Frankie Braggado Show.
Thank you, J-Rod, for joining us. Thank you guys for following and joining us as well. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Make sure you check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all platforms at www.talkpod, www.talkpod.com. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Till next time, guys. Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.